Welcome to Trust the Bible. I'm going to start off the program this morning by reading from Luke chapter 24. After the women found the tomb empty, Luke tells us that they came back from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Well, this week we're talking about the resurrection. This is a great example of one of the accounts of the resurrection of Jesus in the Bible. Thank you for joining with us. I'm Pastor David Gennaro from Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray and First Baptist Church in Fairfax, and you're listening to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And of course, like millions and millions of believers around the world, this is a special week where we think about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're talking about evidence for the resurrection because it is the central teaching. Not only is it an important teaching because it defines the message of hope about Christianity, there is a resurrection. That is what the gospel is focused in on, but also it is the big evidence. It is the confirming event of Christianity. You don't find this in other religions. Islam, for instance, says, believe the Quran. Why? Why should we believe the Quran? Well, because Muhammad says so. Why does Muhammad say so? Because an angel told him that this was God's word. Well, how do we know that? We don't. We have to take Muhammad's word for it. But in Christianity, we have a very public event that is the basis of our salvation, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we've seen that we have multiple different eyewitness accounts in the New Testament. And even outside of the New Testament, we have many critics and enemies of Christianity who describe very early in the first century, in the movement of Christianity, by the 60s AD, very early, we have opponents of Christianity describing what it is the Christians believe. And so we're going to move forward today without any doubt. Even atheists and skeptics of Christianity and Muslims and all other opponents of Christianity will acknowledge some basic historical facts that we know to be true. And that is that the early followers of Jesus, those whom we would identify as the first Christians, as early at least by 40 AD, were preaching that Jesus had been crucified, that he was buried, that the tomb was found empty, and that he had risen from the dead and appeared to them. Now, they taught this, they preached this. Now, the question then becomes, well, is it true or not? And in order to dismiss this truth, you have to come up with some explanation as to why this group of early believers were passionately preaching and teaching that a man was crucified, the most humiliating form of execution you can imagine, and that this crucified Jewish man had come back to life out of the tomb and left the tomb empty. What explains that? Well, one theory is maybe some group of early church leaders made it up a few years after Jesus' death. They simply made it up. And then the question is, well, what is their motive? Why would they make this up? And you can't really identify a motive for making this up. They would have known that the whole story was false. They would have then gone on to write historical accounts about themselves that were not very flattering. Notice it's women who first see the resurrection. Their testimony would not even be valid in court in the first century, and yet Luke records that women first discovered and heard that Jesus had risen from the dead, and the disciples did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. We read in Luke 24, verse 11. And so this is not a history that's crafted to elevate or draw attention to the bravery of the apostles by any means. Furthermore, they suffered intense ridicule and persecution. Everyone agrees that the earliest Christians were imprisoned, were beaten, and were very frequently put to death for this belief that Jesus rose from the dead. Now the question is, why would someone go through all that if they knew it was a lie, it was a hoax, it was all a conspiracy? You can't think of a reason. Now, people do suffer for their religious beliefs today, even if those religious beliefs are false. We can look at cults, we can look at contradictory world religions that all have people that follow them even to the death. But the thing with what we're exploring right now is the apostles would have known that this was false. If they made it up, if it wasn't based on something they knew to be true, then they were suffering and subjecting themselves to all kinds of terrible treatment, preaching and teaching something they knew they made up. And that you will not find examples of in all of history. That defies logic. So most people are willing to acknowledge the evidence is very clear that the disciples really believed that Jesus rose from the dead. They were convinced of this fact from right down to the time that the events occurred. There's really no other explanation. Even if you were to pursue the whole maybe they made it up idea, I'm not going to go into detail on this, but it becomes very hard to see how they could have convinced people that these things had happened unless they began immediately preaching it after the resurrection of Jesus. So we can toss that aside. So some people will explore other reasons. Islam suggests that, well, maybe the early disciples thought Jesus rose from the dead, but in reality, it wasn't Jesus that died on the cross. They just simply thought that Jesus died on the cross. And there are two views that Muslims put forward. Possibly, Jesus didn't quite die. They took him down from the cross before he was dead. Well, that view makes no sense because of the gospel accounts even recording that blood and water came out of Jesus' side, that there is great medical evidence from the type of accounts we have that Jesus died. Secondly, if Jesus were somehow taken down from the cross before dying, he would have appeared very weak at the point of death, struggling with his injuries. He would not have been the kind of savior whom the apostles would go, wow, this man rose from the dead and we're willing to go preach this even to the death. He would have been pitiful. He would have been struggling to hold on to life. That's not at all what happened. Some think that maybe Jesus was mistaken, that someone else died in Jesus' place on the cross, and Jesus went off somewhere else, and people just thought it was Jesus. And the problem again here is that Jesus was a very public figure, and thousands of people saw him, knew what he looked like, and his execution was very public. Crowds of people saw him. If the apostles started preaching Jesus rose from the dead, many, many eyewitnesses would have simply said, no, Jesus didn't die on the cross. It was someone else. Muslim sources are written in the 600s AD, about 600 years after the events of Jesus' death and resurrection. And they really are just wild attempts to try to explain the compelling evidence for the resurrection of Jesus. Well, some will suggest maybe Jesus died, but when he was buried, his disciples came and took the body away, and maybe other disciples thought that he rose from the dead. Well, again, some of the apostles involved in this would have known what they had done, would have known the truth. This really doesn't help to explain the appearances of Jesus. Some will suggest maybe they were hallucinating and they thought they saw Jesus. Well, hallucinations don't come in groups. One person maybe hallucinated Jesus, seeing Jesus, but he appeared to crowds of people, even 500 eyewitnesses. So my point is, I haven't gone into all the details on each of these possibilities, but you can see that a reasonable person looking at the evidence will conclude that Jesus rose from the dead. Unless you're just absolutely committed to refusing to believe it, no matter the evidence, a reasonable person will conclude Jesus did indeed rise from the dead. And we're going to talk about what that means for you and your life. It means everything. Tomorrow. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.